We're going to go to Guy Williams, who's our TV critic. We talk to someone each Monday after the 2 p.m. news to find out what they've been watching, and Guy joins us now. Hello there.
It's good to be here, Jesse. I hope you can hear me okay.
I can. You sound great, Guy.
We've got to keep this tight because I've told you're playing a podcast coming up, which is a real good sign for the future of traditional media. You're playing a podcast on the radio. Good to hear.
I know that amuses you very much, Guy. Let's get into it. You are reviewing something's on YouTube.
Yeah, well, YouTube, I struggle to remember things that I'm watching because I don't watch enough TV. And then I realize I watch YouTube all the time. And one of my favorite things on YouTube, which is basically TV for the older people who don't really understand, is Madeline Chapman from the spin-off. She made a series called Scratched. Aotearoa's lost sporting legends, and it's absolutely fantastic. This is all those New Zealanders. Some of you would remember them, names like Precious McKenzie or Tuariki Delamere, who have just had weird stories from New Zealand's sporting past, and they bring them back. It's very sweet. I love it.
I've seen the one with the young woman who swims across Cook Strait. That's a real cracker.
Yeah, these stories like are ones worth preserving. Like Tuariki Delamere, who people probably know as a New Zealand first cabinet member, but he was an innovator in the long jump to the point where he got banned in the US because he started doing a front flip, and he was setting like school records doing a front flip into the pit. It's unbelievable, like Kiwi ingenuity right there. And it got him banned.
That's amazing. Okay, that's called Scratched, and people can find it on YouTube. You found a sketch show for us on Netflix.
We don't have time for that. We've got to get to the podcast now. The show is called I Think You Should Leave. It's just like what all my friends are talking about. And I thought some of the older folks who listen to traditional radio might enjoy it. Basically, I'm winding you up, people. I'm winding up. I'm sorry for being a bad person. Basically, it's an irreverent sketch show. I'd kind of compare it a little bit to like a kind of insane fever dream version of Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know how in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David takes like a mild annoyance and like blows it up into it kind of ruining his life.
Yeah.
This is kind of a...
I'm rewatching one of those seasons at the moment. It's so good where he decides to sit down and talk to this woman because she's saying LOL instead of laughing at his jokes. So he decides to, you know... That's a classic Curb Your Enthusiasm storyline, right?
Yeah. Well, this is a situation where I Think You Should Leave on Netflix is a sketch show where Tim Robinson, who's a fantastic sketch comedian, he just takes those little scenarios like where you push a door instead of pull it, and how it's a mild embarrassment in a business meeting. But then he ends up losing his mind to the point of forcing the door open. He pushes the door so hard that he breaks it. But he does that as opposed to facing the mild embarrassment of pushing a door instead of pulling it. I just like the I like taking the normal parts of everyday life that we all find embarrassing and just like pushing it to the real extreme of losing your mind, which is something I fantasize of doing and I'm always on the footer of doing, but never quite have the guts to do. It happens in this show.
Yeah, he's an ex-Saturday Night Live guy, I think.
Yeah, he was a failure on Saturday Night Live, but that's normally a good thing. Normally... there's a few people, you know, Will Ferrell, Jim Belushi, who go from Saturday Night Live greatness to actual greatness. But the best comedians, Chris Rock, Sarah Silverman, they are people who Zach Galifianakis are people who failed on Saturday Night Live and then normally go on to do really cutting edge things that don't fit into that show.
Yeah, very good. And that's so that show is called I Think You Should Leave. And maybe that's a nice segue into Norm Macdonald, Guy.
Yeah, I know he was one of your favorite comedians. He's definitely one of mine. And he passed just a couple of days ago, very, very sadly, after a long battle with cancer. And I just wanted to recommend his Netflix special. Any of his stand-up specials are good, but his Netflix special from 2017, it's called Hitler's Dog, is one of the best.
Great. Yeah, I could talk all afternoon about Norm Macdonald, but instead of doing that, I've written a bit of a eulogy for him on the spin-off website for people who want to go and find out a bit more about him. But yeah, most comedians agree that he is the greatest, if not one of the greatest joke writers of all time. So if you like a joke, and particularly a joke with an unexpected punchline or an unexpected perspective, he's your guy, right?
Yeah, and just one of the great like talk show guests. Like obviously American talk shows have a bit of mixed reviews, but people like him are so magic that any appearance on a talk show of his is worth watching, and they're all on YouTube. It's a rabbit hole definitely worth going down.
Have you re-watched the episode where he's on Conan with Courtney Thorne-Smith from Melrose Place?
Oh, I absolutely love that. Yeah, fantastic. You could save any interview.
Yes, funny, eh? He is like the greatest joke writer in the world, and yet his ad-libbing is so strong. He's so quick-witted as well. He could sort of do both. A quick nod to Trevor Moore, who I haven't come across.
Yeah, Trevor Moore, he also passed away. A lot of comedians have been dying recently, unfortunately. I would recommend the sketch show. Check it out on YouTube. It's called The Whitest Kids You Know. It's pretty crass, very offensive, so be warned in advance. I mean, same with Norm Macdonald in a lot of instances. But The Whitest Kids You Know on YouTube is a unbelievable sketch series that I only discovered after I found out this comedian had passed. So rest in peace, Trevor Moore, one of the stars of the show, and Whitest Kids You Know. If you want to laugh, it's also highly recommended.
Thanks, Guy. I really appreciate it.
Podcast time.
Guy Williams.